Some Americans have turned their anger against the French for opposing possible U.S. military action against Iraq. There have been bans on French wine, the renaming of French fries to Freedom Fries. But commentator Kevin Phillips says the United States can learn a lot from France.
Americans take their wars seriously. During the First World War, hostility to Germany was strong enough that symphony orchestras refused to play Beethoven, and sauerkraut was renamed Liberty Cabbage. Today's squabble with the French over war with Iraq is peanuts by comparison. The French want to go slow. The White House and Pentagon want to race in six guns blazing. The war lobby is getting so angry that we may be on the verge of a wine and baguette boycott. The better option is to pay attention to the case that the French are making. First off, Franco-American friendship goes back a long way. It goes back to the days when France helped the future United States gain independence from Britain, and then followed up in 1803 by letting Thomas Jefferson make the famous Louisiana Purchase at a bargain basement price. Since then, we fought on the French side in two world wars. The French are prickly, cynical, self-interested, and often arrogant. But their role as a powerful nation goes back to Charlemagne. A country doesn't survive that well, that long, by being self-destructive or stupid. Indeed, over the last 50 years, the French have come to a number of sensible realizations well before the United States. In 1954, after the Battle of Dien Bien Phu, they ended their colonial war and gave up their hold on Indochina. In 1969, Charles de Gaulle told President Nixon that the United States, too, should get out of Vietnam, and Nixon should have heeded him. In the early 1960s, France gave up trying to hold on to Islamic Algeria and evacuated most of what had been a local French population of a million strong. Since then, France has tried to get along with the Arabs, not provoke them. Partly as a result, the big French cities, Paris, Marseille, and others, now have large Muslim populations totaling several million. But the United States also has an increasingly large Muslim population, 4 million now across the entire nation. Since France seems to be running 10 to 20 years ahead of the United States, maybe French experiences and French cautions are worth some consideration.
The comments of Kevin Phillips. His latest book is Wealth and Democracy, A Political History of the American Rich. ¶¶